It is Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM, and we're streaming online at SanLacBroadcasting.com. I am Eddie Fury, your co-host, the true host, the principal king host is Mike Gallagher of the San Lac County News. He is in the studio as well, and this is the February finale edition of Thumb Sports Line, as we're going to be busy next week. We'll have games every week,
almost every day next week. It's March, Eddie.
Yes.
And it's so nice outside that it feels like April.
Yeah, yet we're stuck inside in the studio here. So.
Well, yeah, in the dark, dreary studio.
All right, so hey, high school.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, you're welcome. So high school basketball playoffs got underway last night on Monday for boys basketball. This is the final regular season week of games for girls basketball. They start their playoffs next week as well. And there were some games. In fact, some of the girls have a lot of makeup games throughout the rest of the week on top of the boys basketball playoffs as well. We've got bowling now. Kids going to states. There's some wrestlers. I don't know if you have any in our coverage area heading to states as well. Mm-hmm. That is happening this weekend, and the regionals and bowling just took place, was it?
Correct, yep. Team and individual regionals were this past weekend. So the state finals for bowling will be this weekend. State finals for competitive cheer this weekend. Yeah. Unfortunately, Croslex placed fourth at regionals. They did not make it. They did not make the cut to the state finals.
So what's the place you have to make the cut?
Top three.
Okay, so they were right there.
They were right there, yeah.
How many points off were they?
That's a good question. I'd imagine it was probably fairly close.
Yeah, so but it's still a good program because you just don't have
back.
There's a lot of competitive cheer teams out there. And Croswell, is it fairly new to this, or they've been around
and finally got
to this level?
Yeah, they've been around for quite some time, and they've always been good. But like last year was their first district title. And, you know, obviously those were their first two state championships. But
the scoring margins are really...
Well, there's really good competition
really thin,
in their division,
you know,
too.
Comes down to a tenth of a point here and something like that. Yeah,
so. You have to go up against Richmond and Pontiac, Notre Dame Prep, and, you know, all those great programs. So
and then in bowling, we got some good bowlers out there, some future, hopefully, bowling leaguers that come out after they're done with their careers.
So. Yeah, Joshua Gunnarsson from Croslex. He had the top individual score, not only at his region, not only in his division, but in the whole state. He had the best score individually. So he'll be going to the state finals. Croslex boys had Carter Ramage and Brady Burns also. Also made it through to the state finals. The Croslex boys qualified as a team. They finished second at their regional. Sandusky girls made it through. They finished second at their regional. And then they had three individuals. Maya Fetting, Victoria Shea, and Callie Faber all made it through individually. So,
okay.
And that regional features Jasmine Reinquist from Bad Axe. She was a state champion last season. So Maya Fetting, at least in the conference tournament, she was runner-up to her. I think at regional she was third, maybe. So it's a good region. So
great.
Congrats to them.
So there's still competitive sports into the state finals this week with wrestlers. Bowling now.
Wrestling will be the big one. That's at Ford Field.
You going?
I will be going Saturday.
Okay.
So Friday we'll be doing district basketball.
Right. Yeah.
So hopefully, San Lac County has three wrestlers going down. Hopefully all three of them will be wrestling on Saturday. So we'll be rooting for that. Turlo Bennett, Marlette, Aiden Pasco, Brown City, and Ryan McKinney from Sandusky. So
great, great. All right, so.
Also, the Yale wrestling team. The Yale wrestling team finished second.
That's right. I saw one up there. Yeah.
They unfortunately are in the same division as Dundee. I believe they've won 9 straight state titles. I mean, they're an absolute powerhouse. So there was really no shot of Yale winning the whole thing, but they advanced to the finals. That's the best Yale wrestling team has ever done. So that was pretty cool. See the BWAC represented.
All right, and now we're into our principal part of this show is all about high school basketball. A lot of games still left for high school girls basketball. And boys wrapped up last week. I do believe pretty much all teams in the Big Thumb Division and Blue Water Area Conference have wrapped up their titles, except I think one is still out there to be decided in girls basketball.
BWAC girls can be sealed tonight, Tuesday night. Yale has to play Imlay City.
Yeah.
And Armada beat Yale last week to put, I believe they're tied now.
That was on Thursday night.
Yeah. So if Yale wins, they'll share the title. If Yale loses, Armada gets it outright.
Yeah. And our last broadcast for girls basketball was last week on Thursday. You did the game with me.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nice trip to Kingston, and yep. Scott Bosby joined us for the post game. He was there on site for coverage.
Yep.
It was basically the Big Thumb Blue Division League title championship game, and the Kingston girls came away. The Kingston Cardinal girls came away with a victory over the Deckerville Eagle girls. Deckerville hung with them for a quarter.
They did.
And then in that second
quarter.
Yeah.
In the second quarter.
And then right after that four-minute mark, boom, you know, right. The Cardinals came flying through and just ran.
Basically, so at the beginning of the second quarter, Deckerville takes a two-point lead. And then by halftime, Kingston was up by 15 points. It was crazy. It happened so fast. And it was pretty cool to watch. Unfortunately, you know, it happened at the expense of our Deckerville Eagles, but it was a lot of fun watching Kingston, you know, just completely fire on all cylinders for about a good 5-6 minute run there. It was really impressive. And all night, you know, obviously it starts with Molly Walker, but, you know, Chesney Wenzloff I thought was really impressive. She hit a big three-pointer during that run. It's a good Kingston team, Eddie. It's their 13th straight conference title. They haven't lost a conference game since 2020.
Against Deckerville.
Yeah.
Scott Bosby, the Tuscola County Advertiser, made us aware of that. I was asking that question, a key question about that. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's also rare. I don't know. I'm sure it's been done before, but to this degree, Kingston wins the boys and girls Blue Division League titles as well.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because I was curious about, you know, with Yale, you know, at this point, if Yale wins tonight, you know, there'll be co-champions in that league.
I imagine it's happened a few times.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what happened last year. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did Kingston boys win it last year?
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, because Dryden always being in the mix there, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
But this year, both Kingston boys and girls got the title. So that was kind of cool after the game, too. The boys were there. They got a big group photo. But then the next night, Eddie.
Yeah.
The Deckerville Eagles spoil the undefeated season for Kingston Cardinals.
The Kingston boys.
The Kingston boys. They already had the conference title wrapped up, but Deckerville goes in there and steals a victory. That was
on their home court, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After Deckerville had lost to Peck and Dryden earlier in the week.
It's been an up and down season for those Deckerville boys.
But I think that shows what they're capable of.
Yeah.
And we're going to get in. Well, we kind of touched on that district a little bit, but. Yeah. More than likely, if they want to win that district, they're going to have to beat Ubley, which I think is a team that you could absolutely compare to Kingston.
Mm.
They played each other. I believe it was a one-point game, two-point game. So, I mean, Deckerville, they have the ability. They showed it against Kingston. You know, if they can put it all together, you know, we'll see.
So, girls basketball, again, one more league title to be decided, and it should be ultimately decided by tonight or Thursday, possibly. But I think a lot of those Thursday games, there are non-league, you know, just other conference games for the majority of those.
Pretty much this week is just all
so
non-conference.
So, tonight is really
stuff.
The night that the Blue Water Area Conference League title will be decided. It will either be a co-championship share between Armada or Yale. But if one of those teams loses tonight,
mm-hmm.
you know, then or they both lose, you know,
right.
they still share the title. But if one of them loses, one of them is going to be the ultimate lone champion.
Yeah.
So these are the league titles that have been decided as of last week. Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team are the Big Thumb Black Division champions. So congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
Big Thumb White Division was decided as well, I think probably 2 weeks ago, actually.
Yeah, that was,
The Cass City Redhawk girls, congratulations to them.
Yep.
They've kept that unit. There really hasn't been any absences, you know, where others had extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
They've been, you know, all together throughout every game, and they've proven now, you know, imagine the whole team being.
Right.
And congrats to the first-year head coach, too. You know?
Yes, of course, Reggie Ignash. Yeah,
getting that league title as well. So.
And it hardly ever works out this perfectly for fans, yes. But we're going to get a game between the White Division champions and the Black Division champions on Thursday night at the Pit, Sandusky versus Cass City.
Yeah.
Maybe a regional semifinal preview type of thing. I don't know.
It could be.
Could be.
Yeah, and I'll take my phone and a charger and my little Amazon Fire Kindle so we can watch that game as we are going to be in SVSU.
Oh, good. Yeah.
To watch.
Awesome.
Hunter Soper, who used to be Crosby Lexington. He plays Division II college basketball, and they're coming to SVSU, Lake Superior State University.
Yeah.
For Hunter Soper, a player of the year. And also team of the year player.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So, he was a Thumb Sports Writers Association player of the year. He just got his sixth defensive player of the week award.
Yeah.
From the GLIAC.
That's where we will be Thursday night.
Yeah. You know, we've really been trying for a while now to watch Hunter play. And now it's already a senior season. We've kind of run out of time, Eddie. We already made our trek to the Upper Peninsula earlier this year.
Yeah, we were hoping to try to catch a game there.
Right.
But they were down south.
Right. And I don't want to go to the UP with you again. It was great the first time, but we'll call it good there. We're going to catch them this week at SVSU. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a good game.
So that's that. And then other league titles. We finally figured out the Big Thumb Red Division, a league title for girls basketball. It is the Bay City All Saints.
It is the All Saints. Girls. Yep. But second place, still up for grabs. CPS has a rematch with Owen Gage this week. Gotta have it.
Actually, tonight.
Yeah. Oh, tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight. Oh. So that's at Owen Gage, yeah.
Oh, man.
So there's a lot of games still in girls basketball. And you can go to our website, sandlakebroadcasting.com, go to the sports section, or go to the sports front page on the homepage section. You'll see the list of games I have there. I also have it all grouped up properly. I know the MHSAA has done something different with their brackets set up there. I don't like it either, MHSAA. I know I'm saying a bad thing. I'm going against the overlords there, but
we don't like
change. Like the old way.
Yeah.
So anyways, I have it set up where it's all grouped up in our coverage area teams, a little bit easier to follow. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of work put into that.
Good.
All right, and then Big Thumb. So Kingston, the Big Thumb, Red Division. The Big Thumb Blue Division, Big Thumb Red Division is Bay City All Saints, Big Thumb White Division, Cassidy Redhawks, Big Thumb Black Division is the Sandusky Wolves. Those two teams will face each other, a nice little conference showdown there on Thursday night. And then the Blue Wire A Conference yet to be decided in girls basketball as of tonight.
Right.
So, yeah, there you go. Plenty of girls basketball games. I see some of them are being played, a couple on Wednesday and then Thursday should be, and even Friday. There's some games that have to be played and made up, too. So it's a busy week for our coverage area teams on that aspect. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk about something that happened over the weekend. Unfortunately, we lost a longtime sports guy who was on the radio here at Sandlake Broadcasting, and a resident of Sandusky and neighbor of Bob Armstrong, by the way.
Yeah.
And also was at Deckerville, coached at Deckerville as well.
Right.
And he was part of the Sandusky City Council. Nort Schramm passed away on Saturday. And, sad, really sad. Always ran into him when I was doing Thumb Toe Getter sports games. But he was my gym teacher, too. We'll have that coming up. And we have a little news read here from Bob Armstrong after a break here. And we'll talk about Nort Schramm and what he has meant to Thumb or Sandlake County sports in particular. So
awesome.
All right, we'll take a break here. This is Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. I know that was a lot to take in that first spot. It always is that.
We're just excited.
This 5:30 p.m. hour, but we'll settle down in the 6 o'clock hour, but we'll be right back after this quick break.
Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404, Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale now through March 3rd at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com. Tri-County.
You know, trust, integrity, and personal service still matter to a lot of people. Those values are alive and well with Bill Angerbrandt of Croswell Farm Bureau Insurance. Bill offers appointments that fit your schedule and service that's convenient for you. At Croswell Farm Bureau Insurance, you'll get face-to-face personal service. Trust Bill for all your insurance needs. Stop in at 50 North Howard in Croswell or call 810-679-9801. After all, you only need one good insurance professional in your life. See Bill Angerbrandt in Croswell today.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky.
And welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at Sanilac Broadcasting. By the way, high school boys basketball playoff coverage starts tomorrow, Wednesday. District semifinals will be in Croswell for the Croswell, Lexington, Emily City district semifinal. Jonathan Mitchell will be joining me. I do believe Jeremy Burgess will be there also, but I'll be doing the first game with Jonathan on Thumb Tailgater Sports for the Yale North Branch boys basketball game. And then I'll be making my way to KPAC to see either Sandusky or Brown City if they survive the district semifinals to do the championship game at KPAC.
Okay.
And then Jonathan Bisher will take over, and we'll simulcast the Thumb Tailgater Sports onto one of our other stations for the district championship game.
Okay. So Wednesday,
if Croswell wins.
Okay. What if it's Yale, Emily City?
Then Thumb Tailgater Sports will just do that.
I think you could still throw that on the radio. I think people might want to hear that.
Yeah,
I
mean, if Yale wins.
Yeah.
Well, Emily City's technically our listening area, too. So
yeah.
They do listen in to this show a lot. So.
Yeah.
They like to send corrections, so. All right. So,
that's a good week of coverage there.
Yeah. So, when I walked in Monday, I had heard the rumblings and news. We lost a longtime sports fan. First of all, he was my.
I guess I wouldn't even know where to start with describing Nort.
Yeah, Nort Schramm, Norton Schramm, but we know him as Nort.
Right.
Or for me, Mr. Schramm.
Right.
Or Coach Schramm.
Yes.
You know, longtime public servant, but also longtime play-by-play call for sports. I remember when I really started paying attention to radio, wasn't just for school closings anymore. Mm-hmm. It happened probably in my junior year of the Deckerville 1988 basketball team into the 89 basketball team.
Okay.
My classmate Richard Barker was on that team, one of the best athletes to come out of Deckerville, but they were really good that year, and they went up, and it went pretty far in the playoffs, which is, you know, kind of hard to do from our Thumb area teams at the time. We've had a couple, you know, and he had done one of the major state championship games, I do believe, also in coverage-wise with the Peck Pirate Girls, or the Sandusky Girls making the state finals.
Yep.
That was the other one. But Deckerville was getting close, but they were shut down by a team called Detroit Country Day, who happened to have a pretty good basketball player. He was okay.
Yeah, he was okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris Weber, who went on to play at Michigan and called timeout, and then, you know, everything blew up from there. So
yes.
He played in the NBA as well.
He was a very good high school basketball player.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but I remember listening to the games leading up to that point, and some of those games were classic, winning by buzzer shots, and Big Dan Brown making his shot. Yes, that coach Dan Brown that you see on the sidelines for Deckerville as the defensive coach was on that team as well. So, and that's when I, you know, oh, that's Mr. Schramm on the radio, you know, doing games. I knew him as Mr. Schramm, my gym teacher, and also the coach for the Deckerville girls team.
Right. And so. He must have spent... How long would you say that he was at Deckerville?
I don't know.
At least from the
You know, as a student kid, I didn't care.
Right. I mean, right.
But it was cool because I wanted to keep having gym, and I was more into baseball.
Okay.
I think there were times, purposely, there were a small group in gym class for those who wanted it. And I think Mr. Stram just made up a class.
Okay.
Because I remember, oh, we're not in the same grade. I would have other classmates who just wanted the gym class. They didn't want study hall. They wanted to be in gym.
Mm-hmm.
And we all get to do our own little thing in these special gym classes. So
yeah.
I liked it. He did have a little bit of a structure.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, what do you guys want to do today? You know,
right.
I'm actually playing basketball this year. He goes, okay, work on your free throws. You
nice.
Know? And he would do that.
Okay.
And we would do different things. Weightlifting. You know, we got to do our weightlifting, do training and all that. Or play catch and baseball.
Yeah.
So indoors. You know, so.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was that's what I remember, like, having gym class every year. And Bill Brown, Coach Brown, was one of my aides, I remember, for some of those classes,
okay.
too. So, yeah, the real big connection here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was cool that he did that, you know,
yes.
for some of those who wanted to, you know, work out for that hour.
Yeah.
So.
Nort, also the longtime girls basketball coach at Deckerville. He has the most wins of any Deckerville basketball coach, boys or girls. He finished with over 200 wins. He actually got his 200th career win in 1990 when the Deckerville Eagle girls went 20-0.
Wow.
They were the fourth girls basketball team from Sanilac County to finish undefeated. And I believe he finished with 219 wins. I mean, just a great career there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of built the program there.
He did, yeah.
And we've seen is, you know, you go, there were some coaches in between, but Pat Oswald had a great run at Deckerville.
Yep.
Doug Kirkpatrick now at Deckerville. But Nort Schramm, he built that Deckerville girls basketball program. It started with Nort.
Yeah. So he had passed away on Saturday. I walked in Monday morning and Bob Armstrong, you know, passed on the news to me. And I just, it was shocking.
Right.
You know? So,
right.
yeah.
Yeah. And I hadn't seen Nort in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But he would always be at the Sandusky girls games. He was doing book for Al DeMott.
Yep.
He did that for a while. He was usually on hand to hand out the Greater Thumb Conference championship trophies as he was the secretary commissioner up until, you know, this past year.
For the Greater Thumb Conference.
Right. Yep. Yep. But yeah, city council member. When he did the games here, he would do them with Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Bob would do the games together.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm asking.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No. I was in the Marines after that.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
You know?
Okay. No, I'm just kind of curious.
He would have probably different play-by-play partners, but for
right.
the most part, him and Bob would be doing a lot of the games. So.
And
yeah.
him and Bob also did Sportsline for a long time
right.
as well.
Yeah.
Which I'd imagine they probably started Sportsline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to look into that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
An incredible life. I mean, a lot of different success and a lot of different avenues in life. I mean, it's pretty impressive thing.
All right, so Bob Armstrong, who's still here at Sand Lake Broadcasting, had this was on our news breaks today on our news power hours, you could say, that started at 12 noon. I'll be playing this tomorrow as well. It was just heard in our evening news update too. So this is what Bob Armstrong reported. With Nort Schramm, he was his neighbor too.
Right.
Here in Sandusky.
Right.
So here we go.
Norton Schramm, who was sports director of our radio stations for almost 40 years, passed away on Saturday, February 22nd. He served the Deckerville Community School District in a number of capacities as teacher, coach, and athletic director. Norton Schramm was a former member of the Sanilac County Board of Commissioners and was board chairman for a couple of terms. At the end of last year, he completed 13 years as a Sandusky City Councilman. Norton broadcast hundreds of high school football, basketball, and baseball games on WMIC, WTGV, and WBGV. Most notable were numerous Deckerville football championships, the Peck Lady Pirates Class D basketball state championship in 1986, and the Sandusky Lady Redskins Class C state basketball championship game in 1999. He did morning sports on WMIC as well as the Saturday morning sports line program for decades. As a coach, Nort Schramm led the Deckerville Lady Eagles to many league, district, and a regional championship. Last June, he completed a long-standing tenure as executive secretary of the Greater Thumb Conference. Visitation for North Schramm will be Friday from 2 until 8 o'clock at the Apse Funeral Home in Deckerville. Funeral services will be this Saturday at 1 at the Sandusky United Methodist Church. Friends may call the church beginning at 11 a.m.
All right, that's Bob Armstrong of Sanic Broadcasting.
Wow.
Giving you a nice overview.
Yeah.
And that's just a small, you know,
right.
quick rundown.
Yeah.
Of,
the one thing that's going to stand out to me, obviously, the 40 years as sports director here.
Yeah.
I knew that he was always involved with the sports here. I knew that he did the games. I knew he did Sportsline. But 40 years as sports director here.
As a contributor, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, doing what he did at the schools.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize he was on the Board of Commissioners. I mean, that's, you know, a pretty big job as well.
Wow. Yeah, so there you go. Thinking of Bob Armstrong, able to put that together for our news update, and yeah. I'll run that tomorrow morning as well. So, yeah, being a former student, and I guess you could say colleague as well.
Yeah.
Friendly rivals when I came along,
okay.
you know, with broadcasting at other
yeah.
radio stations and
yeah.
with them talking to sports
yeah.
and all that. Yeah, they're a little bit of tip of the hat to each other, but
yeah.
Really appreciated him as a teacher.
Yes.
So, a student, to become a student of the game and whatnot. So, yeah, he loves sports.
Yeah.
You know, you got to love it, got to have a passion. Obviously, you have a huge passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you run into somebody, you can't, you bleed off that. So,
right.
yeah. So, a shout out and a salute. I know I was telling the Thumb Sports Writers Association members about it, you know, Monday morning. You know, felt right, you know, to let everybody know. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we're all taking it pretty hard there, you know. So, yeah.
Well, I think, and, you know, all of us have worked with Norton in some type of capacity.
Yes.
Most recently through his work with the Greater Thumb
yeah.
Conference. He always did a great job with that. You know, keeping the members of the media informed with what was going on with the conference. And
yep.
13 years as executive secretary. I mean, that's just another.
It's not an easy job.
No,
too.
It's
14
not.
Teams at one
right,
point, you know,
right.
or more.
So you think about, you know, all these different things. These are big jobs. I mean, city council member. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yep.
Athletic director at Deckerville.
Yep.
I mean, he's, you know, he did a lot of great things.
All right, Mike Gallagher there. I'm Eddie Fury. We're going to take a break. Our 6 o'clock news is up next. We'll come back and talk what Norton would want us to be talking about.
Yeah.
Shut up. Let's talk sports,
yeah.
you know?
Let's talk girls basketball.
Yeah, girls basketball playoffs and boys basketball playoffs are underway, but we also, I printed out the coverage area teams and the matchups, the seedings happen over the weekend as well. We'll be right back here on Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Denny King, the King of Cars, here with more Motors in Caro. If you're looking to get a no-nonsense deal on a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, or Jeep, you need to come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and more motor sales in Caro.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Here at More Motors of Caro, we give fair trade-in value and transparent pricing.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Whether you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, I'm proud to offer the best deal possible for every customer who comes through our doors. No games, no gimmicks, just the facts and the real deal here at More Motor Sales in Caro.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Don't waste your time showing up to other dealers who offer unrealistic deals and false promises. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motor Sales of Caro.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars. I earned my title by taking care of every one of my customers here at More Motors and for the last 30 years. So come see me, Denny King, and see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at StanLakeBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. Also go to the website for the full list of weekly scores and games. And I did a lot of work here in putting this together. We'll start off with high school boys basketball. The playoffs started last night on Monday. It is the district playoffs with the MHSAA 2025. First round games took place on Monday and our StanLake Broadcasting coverage area teams at a Big Thumb divisions, and also Blue Water Area Conference teams in action. And boy, how quickly it can whittle down within a couple weeks here as the playoffs have started here in the February finale.
Right. It's so crazy. Like, this first week of districts for boys and then next week for girls, there's so many awesome games that we want to go and we want to go out and cover. Like, yeah. For the boys, you have Peck Marlette on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. You have Sandusky and Brown City in their district. Croslex and Imlay City round three, and you know, you get excited about all these matchups, and you know, you kind of you're freaking out about where you're going to go and everything, and then by next week you have one team left. You're only covering one team, and it's kind of a bummer because it's one of the best weeks of the season, followed by a week of, oh well, now we're all done. Kind of sad.
Yeah. So we're
going to have some teams make some runs, Eddie. So we still got a few weeks to work.
I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here. You know, in the past, I didn't like it how every single team got in. I kind of liked it where, you know, some of the top teams would get into the playoffs, you know?
Okay.
Just like all their national sports and all that.
Yeah.
And I want a shot clock still. That's, you know, I know that should be a post game thing, but there have been things. That worked out, and I noticed in football where they have the play clock now up, and people manage that. That's starting to work out, so why not do the shot clock?
So I like, personally, how every team gets in.
Yeah, but now the reason why I'm okay with it now is because they seed it now.
Yes, yeah.
They seed it.
Yes.
Starting in the districts.
That was a good correction there, because, you know, with basketball, boys or girls, we see it a lot in baseball, and then every once in a while, sometimes softball, where anybody can win, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's, you know, there's a lot of districts where you go, okay, well, here's a favorite. But you never know. But oddly, the 1 year, the COVID year for football where everybody got into the playoffs, I didn't like that.
Okay.
But I like it for the other sports, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. So here we go. We'll get into it. It started last night, Monday night. And again, you can go to our coverage area. For Thumb Sports Line of Big Thumb divisions and Blue Water Area Conference teams. In Division 2, we will be here tomorrow night for a district semifinal game. District 64, Division 2 at Croswell Lexington High School. They are the host site. Last night on Monday, North Branch gets the win over the Elmont Raider boys 51-34. North Branch has shown a lot of fight. They've beaten some teams, including Croswell Lexington earlier this season by a points. And now we move on to the District 64 semifinals, where Yale is involved with this as well. Mm-hmm. They had the bye week with the, I do believe they're probably the number one seed.
Yes.
Croswell Lexington and Imlay City also got the bye. But in the semifinals, Yale was awaiting their opponent. Now they knew who they're going to play. It's against North Branch. That'll be the early game at 5:30 p.m. Following that will be the host site team, Croswell Lexington Pioneers, up against Imlay City, who Croswell Lexington beat and helped Yale out a little bit. Yale didn't help themselves by losing also.
Right.
But now co-champions could end up facing each other, but Croswell Lexington has been playing really well here in the last couple weeks. As they take on Emily City in the district semifinal. That'll be our game of the night on WBGV 92.5, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, it's interesting. You look at Croslex and you look at the three other teams in the district. Croslex has lost to and beaten all three of those teams. They split with North Branch, split with Yale, split with Emily City. Now, most recently, in their second go-arounds with Yale and Emily City, they won those ones. I really don't know what to make of this district, Eddie. I think it's huge that Croslex is playing at home.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a good advantage.
But they have lost at home. They lost to Yale at home.
Yes.
They lost Emily City at home.
Yeah. But they beat North Branch at home.
But they beat both those teams last week.
On the road. And see, that's I think that definitely plays a part into it where Croslex is thriving in this underdog role. You know, people wrote them off. People said, oh, you know, they can't make it in the BWAC anymore. And, you know, I think they really like that. And they want to go on the road and beat you in your own gym. But, yeah, now with this district, you know, Croslex comes in with an 8-game winning streak.
I'm thinking, who, Croswell?
Yeah.
Seven or eight.
7-game winning streak. So, yeah. You know, you can't really play that underdog card anymore.
Yeah.
People know that they're good. You know, people, you know, they believe in Croslex again. Yale, I think, has the most to prove because, you know, we saw what happened down the end of the regular season stretch. It was the same thing that happened last year where Yale was in the driver's seat to win the BWAC. They lost to Croslex in triple overtime, and then things kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah.
We saw the same thing this year. They lose to Croslex and Imlay City back-to-back. Now, they do beat Armada. That was big to come
back.
They
had to win that one.
They had to win that one, so they at least get a share of the BWAC title.
Yeah.
But I think Yale, Imlay City, or Croslex could all make the claim that, hey, we're the best team in this district.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's going to be crazy. I don't know. Yale, I've seen Yale. I've seen Croslex numerous times. The one team, I have not seen Imlay City yet this year.
Mm-hmm.
But
Well coached. Yeah, yeah. Don Gothier.
Their strength of schedule this year has been crazy. And, you know, they kind of had to fight at the end of the season to work their way into the BWAC title conversation after losing to Croslex. And, you know, throw North Branch in as the wild card as well. Obviously,
yeah.
North Branch has the toughest road. They had to play last night. They have to play the number one seed. And then they would have to play Imlay City or Croslex. So, you know, they have the toughest road.
Yeah.
But really, I don't know what to make of this district, Eddie.
Yeah, you know, Imlay City did beat North Branch, but it was a tough win. They only lost by 8 points.
Yeah.
42-34.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah.
Because we were all furiously looking for scoring updates on Friday night because Croslex needed an incredibly specific scenario in order to get a share of the BWAC title. Starting with Imlay City beating Yale, which happened.
Yeah.
Croslex hangs on against Algonac by 3 points. They almost ruined it for themselves right off the bat. And then they needed Yale and Imlay City to lose.
Yeah.
Neither of those happened. So Croslex, third place in the BWAC. They finish 15-5, I believe, in the regular season. Just another great Croslex basketball season.
11-3 in conference play. So
I mean that's impressive.
Yeah.
And you know,
and it shows you how tough this BWAC is this year.
Right.
Even a Richmond who is a distant 5-9 in
they've
conference
been playing
play,
well.
12-11, they won. You know,
they've been playing well lately. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yep. For Yale and Imlay City, they want to get to the finals. They want to face off against each other one more time in the third round, like a third rubber band matchup here, to say, okay, we are the true champions here that you get to play in the districts. And, you know, you could say, well, we got one up on you with this district title, despite being co-champions. Whereas Croswell Lexington says,
Yeah.
We want to make it to the finals. We want to beat Imlay City, and we want to beat Yale. So,
as good as Croslex has been this year, they haven't won any hardware. They didn't get any of the BWAC title. So now this district title is that much more important. Oh man, it's going to be such a good district.
I'm getting excited now.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't going to be excited.
Yeah.
And now I am. So I'm looking forward to covering this game tomorrow. Well, Jeremy Burgess and also Jonathan Bisher will be on site. That's Division II, District 64. Tune in for that. 6:30 p.m. for the pregame. And I do believe we'll be in transition from the Yale-North Branch game, depending on how that goes, too, as well. All taking place at Cross Lexington. Listen live on 92.5 WBGV and streaming online. Other Division II, District 63 at Marysville High School. Marysville beat Marine City 65-50. Richmond wins over Algonac 59-38. District semifinals tomorrow, Wednesday, at St. Clair against Marysville and Armada against Richmond. So that's going on.
Armada-Richmond's kind of an interesting one. I'm going to go out on a limb and say St. Clair probably the heavy favorite in that one, though.
Division II, District 38 at Frankenmuth High School. Carroll Tigers were eliminated of postseason under a new first-year head coach. Dave Lester was now the athletic director.
Yep, at
as
Carroll.
Well.
Yep.
Yeah. Last night was Bridgeport, who defeated Carroll 53-45. Carlton over Garber 65-64. On Wednesday, it'll be
fun district so far.
Yeah, John Glenn against Bridgeport in the semifinals tomorrow, and Frankenmuth against Carlton at Frankenmuth High School.
Okay.
That is Division II. We'll take our break, come back, and talk Division III boys basketball here on Thumb Sportsline. Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. Streaming online at stlakebroadcasting.com. We started off with Division II and high school boys basketball playoffs. Let's go into Division III. Division III, District 70 at Beaverton High School. Why are we talking about this team? It's because Bay City All Saints fell into Division III. Last night, they went up against Sanford Meridian, and they lose 42-38. Not a bad showing there by Bay City All Saints, just an early exit in that district.
Yeah, so that's tough for All Saints. That's a tough draw. Tough district, really.
Yeah.
But good season for All Saints. They performed well in the blue division. Normally a red division team, so kind of playing up a little bit this year. Good season. Tough way to see it come to a close.
Division 3, District 94 at Reese High School. Monday last night, the Vassar Vulcans defeat Lakeville. Good win for them. 62-43, the final score. The other first round game on Monday, Saginaw Valley Lutheran defeating Saginaw Arts and Sciences 56-32. Wednesday's district semifinals tomorrow, it'll be Millington, the Big Thumb White Division champions, up against Vassar Vulcans. First game at 5:30. The host site at Reese High School, the host team, Reese Rockets, who are playing pretty good basketball right now. Mm-hmm. They are taking on Saginaw Valley Lutheran in the second district semifinal game in that district. Reese has been playing pretty tough here mm-hmm. last couple games. They played Millington pretty tough and in the latest meeting. Millington's still playing pretty good basketball. They only have two losses.
Right.
One to Bad Axe, which they avenge vengefully.
Yes.
The second time around. And then the loss against the other top team in that Big Thumb conference or division, in Black Division, the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Right, right.
So I would say a little bit heavily favored here for Millington, but don't look past a Reese Rocket team.
Right. And Vassar, great win for the Vulcans. Lakeville, I saw them earlier in the season. They have a pretty big team, so kind of a mismatch for a lot of teams. But Austin Long, 33 points for the Vulcans. Great performance from him. Reese, Eddie, as you mentioned, they've been playing well. I think they won their last three at the end of the regular season.
They beat Carroll, All Saints, and then Friday night, they beat Cass City 56-44.
Those are three nice wins.
They lost to Millington. They put up 64 points to Millington 72.
Yeah. So, you know, and Reese will be playing at home. So I think at this point, great win for the Vulcans. Reese, kind of that dark horse, playing well at the right time. But I think Millington's still the, heavy favorite here, just based off of what they've done this season and the fact that they probably have the best player in the district.
Saginaw Valley Lutheran, pretty good season, 15-5 overall. By the way, that's a team that lost to Lakers back on February 18th, 56-38. And speaking of Lakers, we move on to the next division, highly anticipated here, Division III, District 95 at Elkton Pitch and Bayport High School. They are hosting their district. Monday last night, the Cass City Redhawks defeat Unionville Seaboeing Patriots. High scoring affair here, 67-57. That was on WOW Sports. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Harbor Beach versus Cass City. In the semifinal, the first game, Bad Axe versus Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Lakers in the second game. Bad Axe is a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers are playing really well here in the last four games. Four-game win streak over Unionville Seaboing, Saginaw Valley Lutheran. They beat Bad Axe also, and also Vassar. Four straight wins here for the Lakers. As
yeah,
they move in.
Kind of a tough stretch to end the regular season for Bad Axe, you know, losing two games in conference play last week, including against Lakers. So I think that's an interesting matchup. That's always a big rivalry game, Bad Axe and Lakers. And that'll be the third time that these two teams have played. So I think that's probably the most interesting matchup. And then Harbor Beach is playing Cass City. I don't know if they have played each other this year, but that's a nice win for Cass City to get past USA.
Their first game of the season, they won 51-30.
Okay. Well, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
Way back December 4th.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I think Harbor Beach still the favorite in this district. Bad Axe, hopefully they're able to shake off, you know, what happened last week. And, you know, if we've seen Harbor Beach and Lakers match up earlier in the season, Harbor Beach won by 40. But that was also a long time ago. And as you mentioned, Lakers has been playing a lot better lately. So I think Harbor Beach Bad Axe or Harbor Beach Lakers, I think those would both be great finals. And we haven't seen Harbor Beach Bad Axe. So,
By the way, Bad Axe, the last couple games, there were losses too. Like you said, a tough stretch there.
Right.
68-77 against Lakers and against Unionville Seaboing, 51-56.
Right.
So, yeah. So.
But they did have, in that Lakers loss, Michael Jansen got his 1,000th career point. I think he had 38 or 39 in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a really talented player. They have a good team. I mean, they finished second, you know, despite what happened that last week. I mean, they still finished second in the division. So this is still a good team. But, you know, Lakers, you know, getting that win in that last week, is that going to give them a little bit more confidence going into the Bad Axe game? I mean, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, and Harbor Beach, of course, heavily favored. Only one loss, and that was to the Yale Bulldogs in the Blue Water Area Conference. And that was a close loss for Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach is really testing themselves or their schedule as well. They are 20-1 overall, heavily favored, but this is the playoffs, of course. That's Division III. We move on now into more Division III. District 96 at KPEC High School. Last night, Memphis defeating Kimball Landmark Academy 59-32. They move on to the semifinals in the districts on Wednesday. They will take on the Sandusky Wolves in the first game. Second game, Brown City against KPEC. Sandusky playing really well right now. Brown City, you know, up and down. And look out for this very scrappy, whole site team, the KPEC Chiefs.
Right, right.
They are young. They only have three or four seniors, but I still thought, despite their substantial loss to Sandusky, they fought with some grit. They kept sticking around, and they were pestering Sandusky Wolves, and Wolves had to play hard till the end there before they really pulled away.
Right, right. And, you know, we saw, you know, last week the Brown City-Sandusky game.
Yep.
Sandusky ended up winning that one, you know, pretty big.
64-37, yeah.
You know, the fact that Brown City was playing without Connor Kalfleisch, I think that was huge. I think, you know, everybody was just kind of sick last week. Like,
legitimately.
You know, we were very excited about, oh, this is a district final preview and everything. And then, you know, we watched the game and it's like, these aren't the same teams that I've seen all season. Like, this is like, you know, two teams that are trying to fight through some illness and stuff like that. So I don't necessarily think that was quite the preview we were hoping for. But still, a great win for Sandusky. Yep. Jack Betts coming off the bench, you know, after missing two or three straight games due to illness, comes off the bench and scores 14. So lots of encouraging things if you're Sandusky. Brown City will be fine. I think just playing without their, you know, main big, that was something that Sandusky was able to take advantage of because they have Tyler Bush, who constantly is driving at the basket, and you have Carson Short and Danny Tovar down there. So it just made things tough for Brown City.
And the medicine kicking in for Jack Betts.
Right.
That cold medicine started to help. So,
yeah. So I do want to say, just because, Corey Tanton has been emailing us all season.
He has been,
from Memphis. In the win over Landmark last night, Talen Yoes, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Chase O'Connor, 16 points, 4 assists, 4 steals. And Nick Hoffman had 11 points. So that'll be the first matchup, Sandusky-Memphis. And then we'll have Brown City-KPAC in the other semifinal.
So if Brown City or Sandusky wins, Sand Lake Broadcasting will be going over there on Friday night for their championship, district championship game.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And our hopes is that they both win.
Well, you know, it'd be kind of neat to see what KPAC can do, too, the whole site. So, yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm really high on this team because I think
I agree.
Coach here, and he's dealing with these young players, and you start to see it, you know.
Right.
You can see some bright spots.
And we liked their point guard, the senior point guard. He was good.
So.
And when they were knocking down threes, I mean, they were playing well.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they are outside of Sanilac County, Eddie, so we need Brown City and Sandusky in that final. Sorry, man.
And KPEC's coming off a win over Algonac. Not bad Crosville Lexington played close against them.
Right.
KPEC won 46-35 last week.
Yep. And so. KPEC split with Brown City this year. So.
Yeah, all right. That is the Division III in our CNLAC broadcasting coverage area in the district semifinals. It'll be Sandusky versus Memphis, Brown City versus KPEC. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we got Division IV to talk about in high school boys basketball playoffs. And then we'll talk girls basketball after that Division IV talking boys basketball. The girls playoff preview next week happening, but we'll talk about that tonight also here on Thumb Sports Line. We'll take a quick break. Be right back here on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online. It is Thumb Sports Line at sandlakebroadcasting.com.
Crossex Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell, is a great place to bring your large and extra large comforter to spruce them up this winter. We have large and extra large capacity washers and super large dryers to get comforters, quilts, or blankets fresh and clean for a better night's sleep. Don't want to do it yourself? Then drop it off in the morning and we will have it ready for pickup late afternoon. Cost is between $15 and $20 depending on size. You can also access our drop-off laundry service for all your laundry needs. We even do ironing and steaming for dresses, suits, and more. Eric Bonnie and the crew hope to see you soon at Crossex Laundry and Tanning, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 5.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
And welcome back to Thumb Sports Line, WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at CNACBroadcasting.com. Still talking about boys basketball district playoffs. First round games happened last night and Monday. We already talked about Division 2, Division 3, and our CNAC broadcasting coverage area. In Division 4, District 126 at Dryden High School, Burton St. Thomas Moore defeating Burton Centerpoint Christian 70-63. Close one there. Flint Beecher over Flint Michigan School for the Deaf. That's how the draws happen, 76-35. Wednesday will be Dryden, the host site, taking on Burton St. Thomas Moore, first game. And the other semifinal tomorrow, it's Genesee Christian versus Flint Beecher. We've seen some good Dryden Cardinal teams in the past. Mm-hmm. They have still a lot of fight in them, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, this was kind of hard to really point.
It's kind of a weird district,
but
yeah.
But when you see Flint Beecher, that's kind of a good clue.
Right.
Even a bad, not so great Flint Beecher team is still a dangerous team.
Absolutely. And Genesee Christian, I believe, has played pretty well this year, too. Yeah, that's just kind of an interesting district there, Eddie. I think Dryden definitely has a pretty favorable opportunity here. But yeah, I think when you see the name Flint Beecher, you know, it just, you know, it's always a powerhouse in boys basketball. You know, you just kind of expect them to go out and win a district title.
Burton St. Thomas Moore, 11-7 overall. They are 8-0 in the conference.
Okay.
In the Interstate Athletic Conference.
Okay.
And the teams that play in that one is Kimball New Life Christian.
Okay.
Burton Center Point, Kimball Landmark, and Flint Michigan School for the Deaf. So kind of give you a...
interesting conference, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Kimball New Life Christian was 6-2, 10-2 overall.
Okay.
They only had 12 games in regular season.
Right, right.
I guess it must be a religion thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they don't play in certain days. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe they just couldn't schedule games against, you know, they're a fairly new school, so, you know, for the sport, so... I would say Flint Beecher, Dryden favored.
Probably.
And then we could be wrong. We could be wrong.
What about Genesee Christian? That's who Beecher plays in the semifinal?
Yeah.
Because, you know, most of these teams, you know, outside of Dryden and Flint Beecher, I really can't tell you much about this district, Eddie.
All right. So Flint Beecher in Division 4, because usually they fall into what?
Well,
they've been
Division 4 for a few years now, but they've been playing up in Division 3.
Okay, so they're playing Genesee Christian, and they did lose to Genesee Christian earlier in the season, actually not too long ago, February 18th, 39-49.
Okay.
So that was earlier, yeah.
So we could see Flint Beecher not even advance to the finals.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. It's possible. And... you know, Flint Beecher plays in the Genesee Area Conference at this point. So, Genesee Christian, I'm kind of curious of where they play. They are they're an independent.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't play anything. So, they did beat Auburn Hills Oakland Christian, which is a pretty good telling sign.
Nice win, yeah.
Yeah, 50-40. So, and Genesee Christian did beat Flint Beecher earlier, 49-39. So,
okay.
They could be favored too as well. So I would say it's a flip of the coin at this point. So that is Division 4. So that's Dryden. We mentioned Dryden because they're in our Big Thumb conference teams. Okay, moving on to Division 4, District 127 at Marlette High School. Last night, Mayville Wildcats defeated the Akron Fairgrove Vikings 61-55. I'm disappointed we don't get to play the Horn, but Mayville gets a nice win here.
Yeah.
Move on to the District 127 semifinals in Division 4. They will take on the Kingston Cardinals. Will the Cat get the bird here? We'll find out. And the Pack Pirates up against the Marlette Red Raiders. Pirates versus Pirates. You know, technically, Red Raider is a pirate, too. So, so that's the other semifinal game. Interesting
I'm pretty excited about the semifinal game between Peck and Marlette.
Yeah.
You know, Peck beat Marlette earlier in the season. I believe that was around Christmas time. So that was quite some time ago. But I think it's a pretty good matchup. The other side, Kingston, I don't think they'll have any trouble advancing past Mayville. I think... you know, losing to Deckerville in the regular season finale, that's just going to be fuel to the fire for Kingston. It's going to be very hard to beat Kingston from here on out, I think. You know, Peck has played Kingston twice this season. Neither game, I don't think we're all that close. And I don't think Marlette has played Kingston. But I'm just really excited about the semifinal game because I think that's a pretty evenly matched game between Peck and Marlette. Okay. Last year, it was a great game. Marlette won in overtime in Peck.
Peck and Marlette did play in a holiday tournament.
Yes, yeah.
So, yep. Yeah, 39-34 win for Peck in that one.
Right.
So, and then they beat Deckerville, who beat Kingston.
Yes, yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, too. Yeah, so in overtime, 66-65.
Peck beat Deckerville.
Yeah.
And then lost to their Kingston. Next two.
Yeah.
Deckerville lost their first two and then beat Kingston. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah.
I will say I was at that game, the Peck-Deckerville game, overtime. Yeah. That was a wild one, Eddie. That was, Deckerville outscored Peck 24-11 in the fourth quarter. Ian Flanagan hits a layup at the buzzer to send it to overtime.
Wow.
Peck holds on. It was a good game for Tuesday night.
Did it get loud when that happened?
Yeah. Well, it was loud, but I think it was people yelling at officials.
Oh, boy. All right. Put a whistle on and get out there then. Show me how it's done if you know it. All right. Division 4, District 128 at North Huron High School. Monday last night, hey, the Carsonville-Port Chandler Tigers get a nice win over Caseville, 41-32. That was last night on Monday. They move on to take on a pretty big task here against a very good Ugly Bearcat team in Division 4 District 128 semifinals. The other semifinal, Deckerville Eagles up against the North Huron Warriors. But hey, CPS makes it to the next round, you know?
Right, and you know, they've had a nice, finish to the season here. They lost to Akron, which was tough, but they beat Caseville, so CPS ends the season in a tie for second place in the red division behind North Huron. They beat Caseville last night. Justin Johnson, 14 points, 12 rebounds. That's his third straight double-double, so he's been playing well. Blaine Abbott had 9 points, 4 rebounds last night. And Trevor Clady and Jack Bobo both had 7. So I think, you know, the first season for Coach Eric Taylor has got to be considered a huge success at CPS with the way they finished in the conference. You know, you get a district win. Unfortunately, you get matched up with Albany next.
Yeah.
But I think any year, you know, same goes for Mayville in their district. It feels good to win a district game. It doesn't matter if it's the first round game.
Yeah.
I think it's good for building your program. I think it's nice to get wins in the postseason, and it's nice for CPS to finish in second place. They were in the conversation, for the title towards the end of the season, so they were playing meaningful basketball games. And I think it was a good first season. And obviously, they still have to play Ubley. Yeah. I'm not trying to, write the CPS obituary or anything. But no, I just really think it was a great season for CPS. Great start for head coach Eric Taylor.
They didn't shy away from those bigger Blue Division opponents also. So
right.
And they even schedule a couple tough games, Memphis and Vassar.
Yep.
Teams that, maybe in the mid-level points, or the bottom echelon, but still, when you get to that, you're moving up a level there and you're finding competition out there.
Yep.
So shout out for him. Let's hope they can keep this going a little bit for next season.
Yeah, definitely.
Good for the Tigers making that next, that's why I like about the seeding. You're starting off where it should start.
Yep.
So,
yep.
For the Ubley, you mentioned the Ubley Bearcats. Yeah, really good
team
right now.
They've been playing well lately. Yeah.
Yeah. 4 straight wins over Midland Calvary Baptist. They beat Brown City. They beat Sandusky. And they ended the season last week over Marlette, 72-46. Their last loss was against Harbor Beach in that Big Thumb Blue Division. But they fall in Division 4, 14-7 overall, 10-2 in conference play. The two losses was to Harbor Beach in conference play, 14-7 overall for Ubley. They are heavily favored in this district.
I would say so. I had the opportunity to see them last week against Sandusky. Braden Franzel and Colin Franzel combined for 54 points. It was incredibly impressive. And that was, Sandusky has been playing pretty good basketball lately.
Yeah.
Now, they were playing without Jack Betts. That was on Monday before the game with Brown City.
You're losing 10 points easily right there.
Right. So, but, yeah. I mean, it was an impressive performance by Ubley. I'm glad I had the opportunity to watch them. So, I think, yeah, they're going to be the heavy favorite in this district. But I really like that Deckerville beat Kingston last week. I know they lost the two games earlier in the week, but I think beating Kingston just kind of opens the door for Deckerville a little bit, because that's obviously a huge confidence booster. I don't know. I think they'll have North Huron, correct?
Yeah, Deckerville will have North Huron, yeah. And North Huron's coming off three straight losses. Ubley, you know, we mentioned, has CPS in the in the semifinal. And Deckerville getting that nice, strong win over Kingston. Mm-hmm. They had two losses before that against Peck in overtime and then against Dryden. North Huron, they lost to Deckerville back on February 14th, 45-59. Mm-hmm. They put up 45 points on Deckerville.
It was a close game at half, too. Deckerville kind of came alive in the second half.
And they're coming off a one-point loss against Mayville. I don't know if they were supposed to play Marlette. I don't know if they played or not.
They did. I was actually at that game, too. Okay. Marlette was, I think that was 44-37.
Final. I know I had that score somewhere, but it's just not showing up in the MHSA.
Yeah.
So, So that's Division Four of high school boys basketball. Again, in the semifinals, Ubley versus Carsonville, Port Sanilac. Deckerville gets North Huron, the whole site for that Division Four District 128. And boy, how quickly this whittles down, as we said, by Friday night. All district championship games in our coverage area, and most of, if not all, high school boys district championship games take place on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. Our game of the night, tomorrow, Wednesday, Division Two. It will be the Crosby Lexington Pioneers in the district semifinal taking on Emily City. Pregame starts at 6:30 p.m. or whatever within that time, and tip off at 7 p.m. Jonathan Bisher, Jeremy Burgess will be with me as well. I'll be doing the game with Jonathan on Thumbtugger Sports for the first game for Yale North Branch.
Awesome.
So, yeah. All right. Where will you be tomorrow for districts?
You know, I would love to be at Croslex Emily City.
Yeah.
But I think it's my Sanilac County duty to go to Peck Marlette.
Okay.
Get two of the Sanilac County teams in.
Yeah.
And then kind of play it by ear from there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if Croslex wins, catch up with them on Friday. You know, I can listen to you guys doing the game.
Cool. And we'll get updates from you. So.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Works and out. Then, so yeah, catch Brown City or Peck Marlette tomorrow. And then hopefully Sandusky Brown City Friday, Croslex Yale Friday. You know, we'll see.
All right. And our live broadcast for Croswell versus Emily City Boys Basketball District Semifinal. On WBGV 92.5 FM. That's 92.5, streaming online at sanilacbroadcasting.com. All right, that's high school boys basketball. You can see the full list here, all the district playoffs, all put together with our coverage area teams, all the Big Thumb divisions, and Blue Water Area Conference at sanilacbroadcasting.com. Go to the sports section. All right, Mike, get ready. Now we're going to talk a little bit about girls basketball. They have one more of this week for some games. There's some top games going on. I know we alluded to that at 5:30 p.m. hour, but we're really going to preview the high school girls basketball playoffs next week, starting Monday. The teams have been seeded over the weekend, and the matchups are set. So we'll be right back. Talk about that here on Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at sanilacbroadcasting.com. We'll be right back here on Thumb Sports Line.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular. The talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
And welcome back to WMIC 95.3 FM. Got some time here to talk about our polls. We were going to skip it, but we have time here, about 3 minutes here. And then we'll get into the girls' basketball in the 7 o'clock hour. Or if you're listening to it, the replay when it's posted up. All right, the polls. The final poll for boys' basketball, ending poll at number 1, Harbor Beach Pirates. Number 2, Millington Cardinals. Number 3, Croswell Lexington. Number 4, North Branch Broncos. Number 5, Bad Axe Hatchets. Mike, I'll let you finish it off.
Yeah, coming in at number 6, Ubley. Number 7, Kingston. Number 8, Lakers. Number 9, Reese. Number 10, Sandusky. And then Cass City, USA, Deckerville, and Carroll were all receiving votes. Kind of an interesting poll this week with Kingston losing to Deckerville. Ubley went 2-0 last week. Bad Axe went 0-2. North Branch went 0-2. I really wasn't sure what to do with my poll, but I think overall, I think things turned out the way it probably should. Bad Axe falling underneath North Branch was a little bit surprising.
Bad Axe faltered here in the last couple games.
Right, so, but yeah. I'm pretty sure North Branch went 0-2 last week, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, you know, they... North Branch obviously playing in tough BWAC.
Yeah, I think I had Ubley above North Branch.
I think I had Ubley at number 4.
I think I did too. So,
yeah.
Yeah. That's the boys basketball poll, ending season poll.
Yep.
This just reflects week by week. This is how I did my poll.
Yeah.
So, yep. Yeah. All right, and I did vote Croswell Lexington at number 2, drop Millington to number 3, a lot of contra, but that was by a sliver.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just think Croswell Lexington in the last, you know, a couple weeks here on that win streak right now.
Right.
I think they can match up well because they match up well against Harbor Beach, who they lost to. All right, in the girls' basketball poll, we'll get the final week because this is the final week of the regular season. I'll let you handle this. At number 1.
Yeah, of course, the Kingston Cardinals at number 1. They wrapped up the conference title last week with a convincing win against Deckerville. Number 2, Cass City. Number 3, Sandusky. That one will be decided on the court this week, Eddie.
Yeah.
Number 4, Croslex, after their 3-0 week last week. Number 5, Deckerville. Number 6, Caro. Number 7 is a tie between Brown City and Harbor Beach. And I think that one's kind of interesting because all season I've wanted to rank Brown City ahead of Harbor Beach, but they lost to Harbor Beach twice. So you can't necessarily...
Big.
Right. Yeah. But I think Brown City is having a better season, but they just haven't beaten Harbor Beach. So I think the fact that they're in a tie for 7th, that works out well. And then number 9, the surging Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
I put him in my top 10.
You have to. Yeah. I mean, they've won 5 in a row. Number 10 is Bad Axe. And then others receiving votes were North Huron, USA, and Reese.
Now, these polls could shift here. At least the top 3 teams could shift here by the end of this regular season week for girls basketball.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a week by week, you know,
right?
Poll.
Yep. You know, so last night Kingston lost to Saginaw Heritage, Cass City lost to Goodrich. I don't think either of those games should affect the polls because those are both very good teams.
Saginaw Heritage is what, Class A?
Class A. Yep.
And Kingston's Class
right.
D.
So I don't think either of those losses should go into consideration. However, Sandusky, Cass City, I mean, that that'll decide 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't know. Kingston has another game this week. I couldn't tell you who it is right now though. But
yeah.
But yeah. So that's it for the boys' polls. It was good that Millington and Harbor Beach played each other, so we were able to figure that one out. Mm-hmm. Girls' polls will have one more week.
So this is how I voted with the Stand Lake Broadcasting votes.
Okay.
For boys, I had Harbor Beach at number 1. Number 2, Croswell Lexington. Number 3, Millington. Number 4, Ubbly. Number 5, Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Lakers. Number 7, Bad Axe. Number 8, North Branch. Kingston at number 9. And number 10, Unionville Seaboy. No, I didn't give Decker the vote because they had 2 losses that week against Peck as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Girls basketball, I voted Kingston number 1. Number 2, Cassidy. Number 3, Sandusky. Number 4, Croswell Lexington. Number 5, Deckerville. Pretty much what that poll says right now.
Right.
I had Harbor Beach at number 6, number 7, Carroll, Lakers at number 8, number 9, Bad Axe, and number 10, Brown City.
Okay.
Because a good win against Genesee.
Yep, absolutely. So,
that was my poll list. All right.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. That was the Thumb Sports Writers. Those were my votes, and what we were talking about earlier was the Thumb Sports Writers Association's poll votes. We'll have one more for girls basketball season ending as well. All right, coming up next, we preview high school girls basketball playoffs. They got plenty of regular season games this week as well, including tonight. A BWAC league title could be decided as well. So, all right, when we come back after the 7 o'clock news, we'll have that for you. Girls basketball playoff preview and the matchups in our coverage area as well. Here on Thumb Sportsline on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at CNLakeBroadcasting.com.
Denny King, the King of Cars, here with more Motors in Carroll. If you're looking to get a no-nonsense deal on a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, or Jeep, you need to come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and More Motor Sales in Carroll.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Here at More Motors of Carroll, we give fair trade-in value and transparent pricing.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Whether you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, I'm proud to offer the best deal possible for every customer who comes through our doors. No games, no gimmicks, just the facts and the real deal. Here at More Motor Sales in Carroll.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Don't waste your time showing up to other dealers who offer unrealistic deals and false promises. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motor Sales of Carroll.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars. I earned my title by taking care of every one of my customers here at More Motors and for the last 30 years. So come see me, Denny King, and see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. Playoffs are in play. February finale for high school boys basketball, the first round of playoffs. And we get ready for March Magic next week for high school girls basketball playoffs. Really quick here. The regular season is still going underway. The girls basketball Blue Water Area Conference league title will be decided tonight. Yale's playing Emily City. Armada up against Richmond. Emily City's scary team out there, you know. If Yale wins and if Armada wins, they're still cool champions. But if one of those teams loses tonight, you know, that team will be the overall BWAC champion. Mm-hmm. So Sandusky, like we mentioned earlier, already the Big Thumb Black Division champions. Congrats to them. And also, you'll be heading to Sandusky tonight, in fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, of course, folks who hear this, this is, of course, a replay. You know, right now, if you're hearing it later on, after hearing it live right now.
Sure.
All right. Also, congratulations to Houston Cardinals, Big Thumb, Blue Division Champions, Big Thumb, White Division Champions, the Cass City Redhawks, and also the Big Thumb Red Division Champions are the Bay City All-St. Cougars. So a lot of games still going on tonight. Interesting games. Races at Deckerville. I like that schedule for Deckerville. One of the toughest schedules up there with Kingston.
Yeah.
You know? I'd say a signature win for Deckerville was over Ubley and Harbor Beach.
Yep.
The win over Ubley could be another possible district preview.
Absolutely.
For them. Some other carryover games on Thursday is a big, highly anticipated matchup with Cass City and Sandusky as well. So those are some key games to keep an eye on. Kingston Girls at Harbor Beach as well.
That's kind of a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brown City at Dryden is another nice one, too, out there for girls basketball. All right.
Real quick, since you mentioned Brown City, we're going to be focusing on districts, but I just have to say the Brown City Genesee girls basketball game on Friday night, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
So Genesee has a girl. Her name is Avery Zinn.
Yeah.
She's currently averaging 32.5 points per game. She is a junior, and as a sophomore last year, she averaged 30-plus points per game. She had 39 against Brown City on Friday, 17 in the first quarter. But Brown City comes away with the win thanks to Harley Leisure, who had 36 points, 18 rebounds. She was 16 of 24 from the free throw line. So just a great battle between two great players. That was a pretty interesting final score on Friday night when we got that box score from Cindy.
Yeah.
You don't usually see numbers like that on a box score. So that was a great game and a great way to wrap up, not quite the regular season yet for Brown City.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Brown City has Dryden this week, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's a lot of games still all the way through Thursday and Friday. Yeah. Croswell Lexington girls finished strong, beating Emily City last week.
Sweeping Emily City. They played them twice last week. So great job by the Pioneers to finish third in the BWAC. Great season in the conference.
And what a win for Armada over Yale last week to stay, become so far co-champions. Depends what happens Tuesday tonight with Yale against Emily City and Armada also against Richmond. And then a lot of those schools still playing some non-conference games. Croswell Lexington, UST Lanning Arbor Prep, Yale's playing New Baltimore Anchor Bay, Armada, Flint Powers Catholic.
Okay.
We're seeing Emily City against Bad Axe Girls. So a lot of great matchups. Check our website, stlacbroadcasting.com. Now, next week, after this regular season's over, you'll see what I put together here as we get ready here to talk about the high school girls basketball playoffs, because there is no sports line next week. We're going to be busy every night with basketball coverage games as well. So in Division Two, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Preview of our high school girls basketball district playoffs from the MHSAA and our coverage of the Big Thumb Conference teams and also the Blue Water Area Conference. Division Two, Girls Basketball District 38 at Frankenmuth High School. It's Bay City John Glenn versus Bridgeport Garber against Carlton. Getting the bye is Frankenmuth. They take on the winner of John Glenn or Bridgeport and Carroll Tigers. Yes, during Division Two this year, they are taking on the winner of Garber or Carlton. We see some ups and downs with Carroll Tigers. But I'm gonna say Frankenmuth is pretty good.
Yeah, I think Frankenmuth is the heavy favorite here, getting to play at home. But we'll be rooting for Carroll, as they represent the Big Thumb Conference. They finished second in the White Division, and they've played some good basketball. So hopefully they'll advance to the finals, and we'll see what happens against Frankenmuth. That's a tough draw.
Division Two Girls Basketball District 63 at Richmond High School on Monday, March 3rd, the first round games. It'll be Algonac up against Marine City, Marysville against Richmond. On the Wednesday district semifinal, Armada gets to bye and St. Clair gets to bye as well. They take on the winners of those Monday games as well. Marysville, always a pretty good team year to year. And Armada obviously playing really well this year. The record shows it and proves it after they...
I think I would go with Armada in that one. But there are some interesting matchups. Algonac, Marine City, Marysville, Richmond. It's an interesting district. But give me the Armada Tigers to win that one.
Yeah, I was kind of seeing if they played each other at all in the regular season. I don't think they did. So
Who's that, Armada and Marysville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes they would, from time to time. But I don't see them on the schedule. All right. Now, one of those teams there moves on to the regionals and could potentially take on teams in our, you know, really getting closer to our immediate coverage area. Division II girls basketball, District 64 at Yale High School. North Branch against Almont in the first round game on Monday, March 3rd. Who gets to buy one of the top seeds, the number one seed in this one? The Yale Bulldog girls will take on the winner of North Branch and Almont. And then Croswell-Lexington will take on Emily City in the other district semifinal. That's the district semifinal game already. So Croswell gets a bye as they got the better seed as well.
Yeah.
At Yale High School.
And, you know, obviously Croslex, I would say, the favorite against Emily City. We saw Croslex match up with Yale pretty well the first time. Second time around, Sadie Dykstra kind of just took over in that game. But we know that Croslex has the ability to compete with Yale. So I would really hope for a rematch between those two. Yale having to play either North Branch or Almont, I would imagine Yale advances to the final. You know, Imlay City, a bit of a tougher draw than either North Branch or Almont, but I'm expecting the Pioneers to advance to the finals. And who knows? I mean, they played them really well the first time, Eddie. You covered that. Well, you covered both of them.
Yeah. The first one a little bit closer at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
Second time around, yeah, really just, you know, really handled them really well every quarter.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, you have to limit Sadie Dykstra. That's not breaking any news there.
But there's another 1-2 punch in that team.
Alyssa Barr, yeah, so, she's tough. Yeah. But, you know, Croslex has been consistently improving, not, you know, throughout the season, but also over the past few seasons. And, you know, I think they'll give Yale a good test in the finals.
Emily City still a wild card, though, in this one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, you're not going to look past Emily City.
Yeah.
But the fact that Croslex beat them twice last week kind of makes you feel pretty good about Croslex winning that one again. But I think the first one was actually kind of close.
Yeah, it was 55-53 win for Croswell Lexington over Emily City.
So I guess maybe I shouldn't, completely write off Emily City.
Remember, this is an Emily City that beat Kingston. Kingston's right. The team that beat Croswell Lexington last week. So,
yeah, so. All right, well, I could still hope for a Yale-Croslex final at least. Maybe I won't predict it, but I'll hope for it.
All right, that is our Division II talk in high school girls basketball. Again, this is all grouped together, easy to read. Is this easier to read now to follow?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
MHSA website. All right, when we come back, Division III talk here on Thumb Sports Line, a preview of the high school girls basketball playoffs. These were seeded over the weekend as well, and they still have plenty of regular season this week as well. So, all right, we'll be right back here on WMIC. It's Thumb Sports Line on 95.3 FM and streaming online at StanLakeBroadcasting.com.
Does Old Man Winter have you shivering in your boots? Slip on into Crossox Laundry and Tanning, located on Ward Street in Croswell, to warm up those bones in this freezing cold weather. Pop on in and try our stand-up tanner or choose one of three tanning beds. While warming you up, it will also give your skin a glow and boost your vitamin D levels. We also carry a variety of tanning lotions for all skin types that will help enhance your tanning session. We have accelerators, intensifiers, bronzers, and even some with a tingle. It will be worth your drive to Crossox Laundry and Tanning, located by the railroad tracks in Croswell. Come see Eric, Bonnie, and the crew any day of the week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 5. Bundle up and stay safe on the roads.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Kick those winter blues with a powerful connection from AVS Broadband. Being stuck indoors no longer means feeling bored and alone. With AVS Broadband as your internet provider, you get greater capability for all you do online. Whether you're video chatting, gaming, working, streaming, or learning, AVS Broadband offers flexibility with plans tailored to every lifestyle. Why compromise when you can have it all? Backed by the added convenience of local, friendly customer support. If you're currently a Thumb Cellular customer, sign up for AVS Broadband and save 5% on both with our partner services discount. Now's the time to stay connected with greater capability, more flexibility, and the convenience of local support. Choose AVS Broadband. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or by calling our sales team at 888-282-4932. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at SanLacBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We go into high school girls basketball playoff preview. Division 3, girls basketball District 94 at Reese High School. Monday, March 3rd, it's Saginaw Valley Lutheran at Reese, the whole site. And Millington up against the Vassar Vulcans. That's the Monday first round games. District semifinals on Wednesday. Getting the bye was Saginaw Arts and Sciences. And also Lakeville. So I remember Lakeville playing in the regional against Sandusky last year.
Yes, yes. So, is Saginaw Arts and Sciences, would they be the number one seed in that district then?
I remember them playing some teams up here,
yeah,
and pretty good showing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an interesting district. As you mentioned, yeah, Lakeville. We saw them two seasons ago in the Sandusky Regional. They actually pushed Sandusky.
That was last season.
The regional in Sandusky 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Last year it was.
I thought it was at Lakeville.
Last year was at Lakeville.
Yeah, at Lakeville.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think Reese probably has an opportunity. You know, they're playing at home. They're battle tested through the season. A lot of kind of question marks here in this district. But I think the fact that it's at Reese, I think Millington may be a little bit of a dark horse because we know that they have a great player. It kind of seems like a pretty open district there.
Yeah. By the way, Saginaw Valley Lutheran, 9-11 overall.
Okay.
They play in the Tri-Valley Conference Blue Division,
mm-hmm,
against teams like Hemlock, who is 18-3. Pretty good team, by the way, mm-hmm, historically. And Saginaw MLS at 14-6. Those are the two teams overall with a winning record.
Okay.
And the third best record goes to Saginaw Valley Lutheran at 9-11 overall.
Okay.
So, Millington, like you said, you know, a little bit of a down year, but man, they play some pretty good close games, mm-hmm, against their in the white division as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, this was a little bit of a toss up between them and Vassar too.
Yeah, it's really an interesting district because I don't know that unless Sassa had, you know, some incredible season that we weren't really aware of, I don't know. It seems like a pretty open district.
Yeah. For Saginaw Arts and Sciences, well, short for
let's get to the
Sassa.
Bottom of this, Eddie. What's Sassa's record?
Sassa? Okay. Let me see here. In girls basketball, varsity level, they are currently overall at, they're an independent team.
Okay, so they're
16-4 overall.
Really? Okay. Well,
They've beaten Marlette earlier, 52-13.
Right.
Over Akinfirigo, 53-13. Over Owen Gage, 64-17. That's the smaller division.
Right.
But they lost to Vassar.
Okay.
33-39.
So they're 16-4.
Yeah.
With a loss to Vassar.
Yeah.
They definitely earned the number one seed.
Okay.
Putting together a record like that. But I mean,
they beat Dryden Girls 43-31 also.
Okay.
And they play Mayville. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eh.
So, I mean, so they earned the number one seed.
Yeah.
Definitely won't dispute that. But I mean, it's not like they're some unbeatable number one seed.
Right.
I mean, especially if they get Reese in the semifinals, Reese playing at home. Yeah, I think this district's wide open, Eddie. That's kind of interesting.
In Millington, despite their record, they've had some seven straight losses. Against Montrose, 34-37. That was last night. Yeah, they've been losing some games pretty substantially here.
But you can't count them out. I mean,
no, they did beat Vassar earlier
in
the season, 37-17. So they could survive and move on to the next round here, too.
Okay.
So, all right. I would say Saginaw Valley Lutheran also favored too.
Okay.
So Reese,
yeah,
in play there, but
you know, Valley Lutheran, I think they kind of got, you know, they got the short end of the stick because they play in such a tough conference that, you know, they have to play in the opening round. Yeah, that's one we're going to have to keep our eye on, Betty.
District 95 at Sandusky High School. Wednesday, they're going straight to the district semifinals. Sandusky up against New Haven in the first game. Brown City versus Memphis, championship game on Friday.
Yeah, and that district, I think, with no opening round, I think that KPAC probably would have ended up in that district. They did not have a girls team this season. This one's pretty cut and dry, Eddie. It's going to be a Sandusky-Brown City final. Now, we do know about this district, Eddie. We'll stick to the stuff that we know.
Division 3 Girls Basketball District 95 at Sandusky High School.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously anticipating a Sandusky-Brown City final. We saw earlier in the season Brown City compete against Sandusky extremely well. That was in Brown City. Now, last week's game, a little bit of a head-scratcher maybe, because Sandusky, they dominated that game. It wasn't even close. They held Harley Leisure to 4 points. I mean, Maggie Kineth had 18 points. I think that's a pretty big deal for Sandusky. If she starts knocking down her shots, that's huge. You know, the fact that it's at Sandusky, that's huge. We talked about that earlier on the show. You know, Brown City had their opportunity to beat Sandusky when they were in Brown City. I think when Sandusky plays at home, that's a huge advantage for Sandusky, and I think we saw a little bit of that last week. But yeah, I was a little, I don't want to say disappointed by last week's result, because it's great to see Sandusky playing so well. But from what we saw from Brown City the first time around, I think we were both expecting, you know, the Green Devils to give them a little bit more of a run. However, you get another crack at them. And, you know, yeah, that loss hurt. That was a tough one. But now you know what you have to do. I mean, you have to go into Sandusky, and you're going to have to beat the Wolves. And I think this time around it will be a closer matchup. Brown City will make some adjustments. And, you know, that's no disrespect to New Haven or Memphis, but Brown City beat Memphis twice this season pretty handedly. And New Haven, I don't think, has all that great of a record.
5-12 overall.
Yeah. So I think we can pencil in Sandusky versus Brown City for the finals. And, you know, obviously for Brown City, Harley Leisure has to score more than 4 points. I mean, that's just a given.
Yeah.
But that's credit to Sandusky. I mean, they did a great job of limiting her. And we'll see who steps up.
The first couple meetings for Brown City against Memphis back on January 9th, 39-11. Second meeting for Brown City. They got the win also, 61-29.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I think we're safe to say a Sandusky-Brown City district final. Yeah.
All right. Division 3 again. Girls Basketball District 96 taking place at Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Laker High School. Monday, first round game, March 3rd for girls basketball. It'll be the Bad Axe Lady Hatchets up against the Unionville Seabourn Patriots on Monday. Wednesday, getting the bye. For the seeding was Cass City, obviously. They take on the winner of Bad Axe or Unionville Seabourn. And the Harbor Beach girls seem to play better here at the end of the season here. Mm-hmm. They'll take on Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Laker girls, who are no slouchers themselves.
So here's the thing about this district, Eddie. There is a ton of great matchups.
Yeah.
But Cass City is a humongous favorite, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, because you look at the opening round matchup, Bad Axe versus USA. That's kind of an intriguing matchup. You look at Harbor Beach Lakers. Lakers has been playing some pretty good basketball lately. And, you know, Harbor Beach, obviously a good team as well. But then you have Cass City. And I think they're just substantially better than everybody else in this district this year, which is no shade to any of the other teams in this district, because I think Bad Axe USA, Lakers, Harbor Beach, they've all spent time in the TSA top 10 polls all season. So there's great basketball teams there, but I don't think anybody's quite good enough to hang with Cass City. So,
by the way, Lakers are playing Sandusky tonight.
Yeah, and Lakers
Tuesday tonight, if you're hearing the replay, you know, it's February 25th, Tuesday night.
Right, so. And Lakers, how many in a row have they
five
won?
Five in a row.
Five in a row. I mean,
over Millington 28-20, over Reese 51-28, over Bad Axe 30-19, in overtime over USA 39-35, and beating Vassar 40-38. So, you know,
they got something going on at Lakers right now. So, which I think that makes for a great matchup with Harbor Beach, because Harbor Beach has been playing well this year too. So, it's a fun district. But I think, unfortunately for fans of the other teams, I think it's Cass City and everybody else.
So the winners of that district meets up with the Sandusky district.
Yes.
And the regionals also. So
yes.
Interesting there. All right. That is Division III High School Girls Playoff Previews. By the way, the girls basketball district playoffs start on Monday. First round games. District semifinals on Wednesdays. And then the championship games on Friday. We have another division to talk about. A lot of storylines around Division IV in our coverage area as well. Here on Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. We'll be right back. We're streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb.
Everybody wants personal face-to-face service these days, especially when it comes to insurance. Bill Angerbrand of Croswell Farm Bureau Insurance offers just that. Bill will make sure you get personalized service with appointments that work with your busy schedule, offering insurance for your home, auto, life, retirement, and business. When purchasing insurance, you want someone with integrity that you can trust, and that person is Bill Angerbrand. Call Bill at 810-679-9801 or stop in at 50 North Howard in Croswell.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. Our girls basketball district preview continues in our CNAC broadcasting coverage area. All right, in Division 4, girls basketball district 111, that's 111 at Merrill High School. Monday, first round game has Midland Calvary Baptist up against Saginaw Nouvelle. Wednesday, Saginaw Michigan Lutheran against the winner of Calvary Baptist or Saginaw Nouvelle. And it'll be Merrill versus Bay City All Saints in the district semifinal. That's Division 4. All Saints and girls falls to Division 4 there, mm-hmm. where the boys went up to Division 3.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting then.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe the boys team co-ops, but the girls doesn't. Or I don't know how that works. I guess we're not really all that plugged into Bay City All Saints outside of the fact that, you know, they're in the Big Thumb Conference. But
yeah,
that is kind of interesting. Eddie, this district, I have nothing for you.
Yeah.
Saginaw Nouvelle, traditionally a good program.
Yeah.
Can't say, you know, what they've done this year, considering the fact they're playing in the first round. Kind of leads me to believe that maybe a little bit of a down year for Nouvelle. Saginaw MLS, yeah. We'll be rooting for the All Saints, Eddie, as they represent the Big Thumb Conference, and hopefully they can win that one.
Merrill is 12-7.
Okay.
Overall.
Okay.
Saginaw, Michigan Lutheran, right, is the other team.
Yep.
Overall for that team, they are currently in overall 14-6 in play. So, and Saginaw Nouvelle overall themselves is currently at an overall record of 5-14 this season. Am I looking at the right year? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. So they're 5-14 overall. So.
All right. So go All Saints.
Okay.
That's all I got on that one, Eddie.
And they are, by the way, congratulations to BC All Saints Cougar Girls. They are the Big Thumb Red Division champions.
Yes, they are.
Outright. Yep. So.
Even though they lost to CPS, Eddie.
I know. That was a great So Division 4, girls basketball 126, District 126 at Dryden High School. They're going straight to the semifinals. Clarkston Everest Collegiate will take on Burton St. Thomas More. Dryden against Genesee Christian.
Yeah, another kind of district that we don't know much about, Eddie. We know that Dryden has been battle-tested this year, you know, playing in a conference with Kingston, playing in a conference with Deckerville. So, you know, they've played some tough competition. They'll be playing at home. So that is a huge advantage for Dryden. Always tough to win in Dryden. But yeah, outside of that, I don't know anything about Clarkston, Burton, or Genesee Christian. So all right. Go Cardinals as they represent the Big Thumb Conference.
Genesee Christian, by the way, overall record is 17-2 overall.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well,
and that's who Dryden is taking on.
Well, all right.
Dryden's overall record.
It's pretty good.
11-9 overall.
Yeah, well.
So, Clarkston Everest Collegiate, when that name pops up, that kind of scares me.
Yeah. So, that's usually a good athletic program.
So, yeah. For girls basketball, I've seen them pop up a lot in the past. I'll look them up here real
quick.
Well,
and if they're the one seed over Genesee Christian.
They're 15-6 overall.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah.
Tough district. But
yes,
Dryden gets tough to play at home, at least, Eddie.
Very tough. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, girls, Division 4, District 127 at Akron Fairgrove High School.
Yeah, this one we know a little bit about.
Okay. First round game Monday, March 3rd. Marlette Red Raiders up against Akron Fairgrove Vikings. These two teams, obviously, not a great year, but at least they match up.
Yeah, and, you know, as we were talking earlier, you know, with the CPS boys basketball team and head coach Eric Taylor in his first season, you know, getting that district win is huge for the program, regardless of what happens in the semifinals. I think same goes for Marlette. I saw them on Friday night against Peck. Peck came away with a 39-36 win. But that Marlette team is a completely different team from what I've seen earlier in the season. It's a team that is getting substantially better. They have a couple games left this week, I believe, with Caseville and Mayville, if both of those are still on the schedule. And you're going to have an opportunity to go get some wins this final week and, you know, go out and get a playoff win. And this is such a young team, such an inexperienced team, but you're seeing the strides that the team is making. They're playing a lot more confidently. Unfortunately, they couldn't come away with a win against Peck, but it was a great game. It was a great back-and-forth game, and you could tell that Marlette is getting better. So I'm hoping they can wrap up the regular season with a win or two and then go beat Akron Fairgrove, even though we love to sound the horn.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not going to be an easy game either. I mean, yeah. Fairgrove, you know, they have a pretty good coach, and they've shown the ability to go out and get wins. Now, unfortunately, the winner of this game plays Kingston.
Unfortunately for this whole district, everybody's got to play Kingston somehow at some point.
Yeah.
So the district semifinals, Kingston, the full number one seed, gets the bye. They'll take on the winner of Marlette or Akron Fairgrove. The other district semifinal is set. It's Peck Pirates up against Mayville Wildcats.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you can say that Peck probably the favorite in that one. Unfortunately, in the Marlette game, you know, one of their senior leaders, Ava Collins, she was out due to injury. Not sure if she'll be able to return for districts or not. But freshman Aletta Jones had 16 points against Marlette. She was incredibly impressive. And Peck, I believe, has beaten Mayville twice already this season. If you're the Pirates, you'll have an opportunity to play in a district final.
And I think that's pretty cool. Unfortunately, you have to play Kingston. And Kingston, it's kind of the expectation. I mean, they're going to win the district. And, you know, that's just kind of what, you know, Kingston does. They're a very, very good basketball team. We saw that last week. But, you know, advancing to the district final, that's a pretty big deal, I think, for Marlette. If you pick up a win against Akron Fairgrove, I think that's big. So there are some good things for Marlette and Peck here in this district. But unfortunately, you've got Kingston waiting for you.
Yeah. So Kingston will likely go on to the district championship game, possibly either between Peck or Mayville. But Peck's had their wins over Mayville. I would
give Peck the advantage there on that one.
All right. Here's a very good, interesting one here. A lot of history behind this because... it involves Ubley, Bearcat Girls, and Deckerville. Here we go. Division 4 Girls Basketball District 128 at Ubley High School. Monday first round games. There's two of them. Carson with Porcelain Lake Tiger Girls taking on the Olengage Bulldogs first round game. Ubley Bearcat Girls taking on Caseville Eagles second game. District semifinals getting the bye with the seeding is Deckerville Eagles. They'll take on the winner of CPS or Olengage. And North Heron Warrior Girls gets the bye. They'll take on the winner of Ubley or Caseville. Everybody's salivating and hopefully a rematch between Ubley and Deckerville, but North Heron still has a lot to say about it, as well as CPS and Olengage.
Yeah. I think CPS Olengage is a pretty interesting first round matchup. Yeah. We'll see how the game goes tonight in the rematch, but that was a game that Olengage was able to win the first time around. I think CPS would admit that that's a game that they let get away. So we'll see how the rematch goes, and I could definitely see CPS advancing through the first round. Ubley Caseville, despite Ubley having a somewhat down year, they'll be able to advance past Caseville. Deckerville CPS, I think that would be an interesting matchup. The first time that they played, it was a busy week for both teams. They played on a Friday night, I think, and it was the third game of the week for Deckerville.
Deckerville got the win 42-20.
Yeah. And, CPS has gotten better.
Yeah.
They've won
three. They're on a three game win streak.
Yeah. And,
and they're playing Olengage tonight, Tuesday night.
Right.
When we post this, you'll hear the replay.
Right. So, I mean, CPS has been playing some good basketball, Eddie.
Yeah.
I don't think they're quite at the level of Deckerville yet. Despite Deckerville losing to Kingston last week, I still think Deckerville is one of the best teams in the Thumb. They've gone out and they've proven that.
And the first meeting against Olengage for CPS, they lost by 1 point.
Yeah.
They should have won that game. Otherwise, they'd be in that chase for the Red Division title, too.
Right.
So this is a up in the air game, especially when they're playing tonight. Could be a preview of the district first round game, at least.
Right. And then North Huron Ubley. I mean, North Huron. Just the fact that Ubley's been a little bit down this year, and North Huron has played pretty good basketball this year. I think that could be an interesting matchup. Now, when you look at Ubley and you look at their overall record, it's not that great. But you think about the conference that they play in. They have to play Sandusky twice. They had to play Brown City twice. Have to play Harbor Beach twice. No K-Pack this year. So
they played Kingston pretty tough.
They did.
38-42 loss, but man, that's a 4-point loss. And
yeah.
That's why Coach Green says, we kind of slept in that game.
Right.
And you can't sleep on any team here. So
right. So I think what everybody wants is that Deckerville Ubley rematch. And I think it's shaping up to be an Ubley Deckerville rematch. Outside of, North Huron might have a shot in that game with Ubley. Yeah. CPS, great season, great improvements as a team. I just don't think they're quite ready to take on a Deckerville yet. But I could be wrong. I mean, they've been three wins in a row. But Ubley Deckerville final, Eddie.
Yeah. We're being selfish. We want to see the rematch between Deckerville and Ubley because that could be the, would be the fourth straight district championship game between these two teams, or third, I believe.
That's a good Deckerville question. Ubley, it might be four or five.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe
in Division Four.
Right. So. Right. And, you look at last season, that was one that Deckerville, I think, I think Deckerville
in the district lost to Ubley 39-54.
Right. And that, I don't want to necessarily say it was an upset win, but I think that was a game where, you know, Deckerville was the favorite going into that one. You know, we all kind of thought that that was finally going to be the year they got past Ubley.
And then back in 2023, 25-33, that one got away from them too. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's, I mean,
this would be the, I'm going to look again here, make sure. Yeah. And they lose again to Ubley in the districts 23-27 back in 2022. So this would be the fourth straight year, I believe.
Well, you better go back one more year.
I'm going to go back one more
year. Going back.
Because there's a lot of history in the district championship between these two teams as well.
Well, and Ubley's been good.
Yeah. So it's this would be the fourth straight year if they make it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, and I think last year, in last year's game, it was Madeline Langenberg for Ubley. She had a humongous game, 30 points, I believe. You know, that Deckerville just didn't have an answer for that. This year, I think Deckerville is a much better team than they were last year. You know, Libby Tank is a better player. The fact that her sister Maylee Tank is out there with her now, she played well against Kingston, I thought. She was aggressive offensively, that's not something you usually expect out of a freshman playing in a conference championship game against a team like Kingston. So, Eddie, I do think this is the year that Deckerville finally gets past Ubley. If it's Ubley, if it's Deckerville, I mean, that's just a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't be opposed to a CPS Ubley final, a North Huron CPS final, you know, but I think what we want, Eddie, is the Deckerville-Ubley rematch, and I think we want Deckerville to finally get over the hump and get past Ubley.
Yeah, and Deckerville really stacked their schedule. They played Croswell-Lexington earlier, Cass City. That was a loss for them. They lost to Sandusky also, but still stacking your schedule. They beat Harbor Beach, surprising win there, 34-16. They beat Ubley in the regular season, 35-27, and they just played Kingston, and they're playing Reese Tuesday tonight as well. All right, good luck to all area teams. That's a preview of high school girls basketball. This will be posted by next week because they still have a lot of regular season games as well as going on. All right, so there you go, Mike. Are you ready for March Magic now to really get fully underway? Because next week it's the first round of district girls district playoff games, and then by next week you'll see so many teams whittled down in the regionals for boys basketball. It'll be a full MHSAA playoff for boys and girls together. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to this week and next week, Eddie. I'm not quite ready to be done with the basketball season.
Yeah.
So hopefully we have some teams make it through. I think we have an opportunity for a handful of teams to make it through the district round. So, I think Sandusky Brown City boys district final. Mm-hmm. I think Croslex boys have an opportunity in their district. Deckerville, I'm kind of hanging on with Deckerville just because of the fact that they beat Kingston last week. Having to go up against a team like Ubley is going to be incredibly tough.
Yeah.
But I think Deckerville has a chance at making it through. So, pretty good draws, girls. I think some of the districts, like Sandusky Brown City, that'll be great having them in the finals. The district with Kingston is kind of tough. Having Marlette and Peck in that one. It's been a good basketball season, Eddie. Hopefully we can bring home some district titles in Sanilac County.
Yeah, so next week we'll have boys basketball still in regionals with some of our coverage area teams. We also have girls districts. So I don't know when I'll be starting for girls, either in the district semifinal or district championship game.
Right.
It's just going to be a very busy
Right, because you'll be working Tuesday night for the regional semifinals.
Yeah, so this is the last sports line.
Correct.
For 2025.
Yeah. So. And Eddie, we kind of talked about it earlier when we were talking about Nort. I was reading his obituary. It was recently posted.
Yeah, Nort Schramm passed away, if you don't know.
Yeah.
And we found out he did start Sportsline, right?
Yeah, his obituary says that he started Sportsline in 1975.
Yeah.
So, Eddie, this is 50 years of Sportsline. That's a pretty cool thing. Pretty awesome that Nort started it, had the idea to start it all the way back in 1975. And, kind of cool that we get to keep doing it. I'm glad that I was able to trick you into coming into the studio and hanging out with me for a couple hours every week. And, you know, I hope people enjoy the show. If for nothing else, at least we get to talk about sports. Because if I didn't have this every week, I'd probably go insane with all of the basketball and wrestling and all these different topics that are going on in my head. It's good to get them out into the world. So it's at least good for me.
Get some words off your chest that you normally couldn't say in the paper.
Right. So, if it's, I mean, if it's good for anybody else, I don't really know. Probably not. But I do think it's cool, that we get to kind of continue on, Nort's legacy in a little way.
Yeah, I got about 30 years to make up, so.
Well, yeah, yeah. 40 years as a sports director is a pretty impressive thing.
And by the way, if you want to see the report on Nort Schramm, it is posted on our website, on our front page.
Yep.
In our local news section also.
Yeah, Bob Armstrong did a great job with that. So. And his obituary, it must have been posted just this afternoon because my entire Facebook feed is people sharing the obituary from SB Funeral Home. So
how fitting, this is our last sports line for 2025 with regular season basketball talk. We'll let you know. If not, a wrap-up, we'll do it on the morning show.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. And we'll do something. Next week is going to be just too much going on. So
we end it in our a salute to Nort Schramm.
Yes.
Starting sports line. And, you know, prayers to the family, of course, and to the community.
Absolutely.
So. Thank you for tuning in to the Thumb Sports Line. We now head to the games starting tomorrow. Boys Basketball District Semifinal against Emily City on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online. Support all your local papers with our Thumb Sports Writers Association media members out there, including Mike Gallagher, the co-host here for the Thumb Sports Line. Check out the Santa County News. It'll be out on newsstands tomorrow and also online if you have the online edition like I do. Support your Tuscola County Advertiser. Support the Huron County View, support the Huron Daily Tribune, support the Minden City Herald, support Sandusky Tribune as well. There's a lot of great local papers in the area that does great coverage of local sports, and without them, you ain't gotta have them.
Right.
So there you go. Thank you for tuning in here on Thumb Sports Line. Mike, thank you. We'll see you at the games.
Yep.
Thank you, folks, tuning in on Thumb Sports Line on WMIC.